This is KCUR 89.3. Independence native Paige Parker is set to appear once again in the Women's College World Series. She's a pitcher for the Oklahoma Sooners. And last year, she was named the most outstanding player of the championship. The first game of the best of three title series between Oklahoma and Florida will be broadcast tonight on ESPN. And as Greg Eklund reports, Parker is making a name for herself, not just in Oklahoma, but in Kansas City as well.
When Paige Parker was a freshman at Truman High School, the left-handed pitcher, who's also a decent hitter, was already well-known locally for her abilities, but her talents had also caught on with coaches around the country, including Patty Gasso, the head coach at the University of Oklahoma. Already sold on the Sooners, Parker verbally committed to attend OU. Think about that. Barely a high school freshman, Parker decided on where she would accept a college athletic scholarship. Terry Parker, Paige Parker's dad, recalls those days.
It was a little bit overwhelming, you know, because of the fact that you're thinking, oh man, you know, this is already started. And for her, it was a huge decision in her life. And for my wife and I, it was like, you know, wow, I just can't believe this is already happening, or even that it's happening at all.
But Terry and his wife, Kim, were forewarned about Paige Parker's big-time potential since she was nine. Christy Ambrosi, an Olympic gold medalist who runs the area's only all-girls softball academy in Overland Park, remembers Parker's pitching lessons.
It's funny because when I gave lessons to her when she was little, you just know when somebody's got it, you know? I mean, and not many kids have it, but she had it. And I remember looking at her dad and her mom and saying, you're going to see your daughter's, you know, name in lights, Paige Parker, one day, I swear. And they just kind of laugh, like, oh, you know, like, whatever.
In high school, Parker carried the team on her back. Truman finished as the runner-up in the Missouri State Tournament during Parker's freshman year. 2 years later, Truman won the state title. When Parker moved on to Oklahoma, she made an immediate impact by tying an NCAA record with four perfect games as a college freshman. The scene from the 2015 Women's College World Series. But Paige Parker and her OU teammates didn't make it to the 15 World Series despite her outstanding freshman season. The Sooners' season ended against the Crimson Tide at the Super Regional in Alabama the weekend before the College World Series. Parker calls it one of the most disappointing moments in her career.
Thinking about that wasn't going to define me. And I was going to break through from that and just learn a lot of lessons and just go on and push forward from that.
She did. Ironically, the Sooners opened against Alabama in the Women's College World Series last year. They won that game and went on to capture the third NCAA championship in OU softball history. Gasso cites the disappointing finish at Alabama the year before as a turning point in Parker's career.
I'll never forget that moment with Paige at Alabama. And truly, she went from a girl to a woman in one weekend. And I knew that things would change for her once she started her sophomore campaign.
Shortly after Oklahoma's national title, Christy Ambrosi held a clinic where Paige Parker was one of the instructors. But there was a catch. Ambrosi couldn't promote Parker's name in advance because of NCAA rules. So Parker showed up, unadvertised, and Ambrosi remembers the frozen expressions on the young girls' faces.
They're like, is this really happening? I mean, it's almost like a famous person, you know, walking into a restaurant, and you're like, oh my gosh, is that, you know, and then you just kind of just stop, like, that's them in person.
It reminded Ambrosi of the days when she decided to play softball at UCLA in the 1990s.
I remember that feeling when I met Lisa Fernandez for the first time. You know, she was the most famous softball player back in the day. And I remember when I went on my recruiting trip, it was the same thing. I was just like, oh my gosh, you just feel stupid because you're just standing there and you're kind of like stuck.
Then Ambrosi and Fernandez ended up being Olympic teammates when the U.S. won gold in Sydney, Australia at the Games in 2000. Back home, Ambrosi says the Olympic fame benefited her.
I think it's been life-changing. I mean, it opened up so many doors and so many opportunities.
Ambrosi hopes the same thing can happen to Paige Parker. For KCUR 89.3, I'm Greg Eklund.